He says, but if ye be led of the Spirit, you're not under the law. That is, the Holy Spirit of God brings you to a higher plane. Why? Because here's what the flesh does now. The old nature does these things, and the law was given to curb the old nature. Will you notice this? Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these. And, oh, it's a bad list here. I'll give it to you as I have worked it out. There are those that are known as sensual sins. The first one, adulterous, probably not in the better manuscripts, but you get to it down here in another word or two. Fornication means prostitution, uncleanness. And that is sexual, of course. These are sensual sins. Pornography, all of that. Lasciviousness, that means brutal, sadistic. And there's a great deal of that abounding today. Sensual sins. This is what the flesh does. Then there are religious sins. Oh, the flesh is religious. Idolatry, that's worship idols. And there are a great many folk can worship other things than just an idol. It can be, well, let me come back. That little old idiot box is sure become an idol for a lot of folk today. A lot of people worship money. These are things. And witchcraft, the Greek word is pharmakeia. And pharmakeia, we get our word pharmacy from that. Well, we call them drug stores back where I came from. Drug stores. The word is drugs. And that's used in religion. It was used in all the heathen religions. And these are religious sins. And there are a great many using them today. Then there are social sins. Hatred, that's enmity. Variance, that's strife. And the word is actually Eris, the goddess of strife. Emulations means rivalry, jealousy. And wrath is thumoi. That's heat, wrath, or hot temper. And strife means factions and little cliques. Do you have little cliques in your church today or in your Christian circles? May I say that's probably hurting the church today, the organized church, as much as anything. Then seditions, that means divisions again. This group divides up and becomes two groups. Why? Because they can't get along. Heresies means parties and sects. That's the different groups. Envyings, and we understand that. And I think murders is probably not in the best manuscripts, because I think of the fact that it's included in all of this. Hatred leads to murder. And the Lord Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount, if you hate your brother, you're guilty of murder. And you see the words here get all of us. Drunkenness, these are personal sins. And revelings, these are personal sins. And you can see how this is divided. Now, this ugly brood is what the flesh does. And he doesn't mention all of them. And he says, such like. And that means that there are a lot of others that he could have mentioned, but didn't. Of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do, and the word is practice, it's continuous action, that live in these things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. And I can give the illustration our Lord gave. The prodigal son got down in the pig pen, but he didn't stay in the pig pen. The only ones that stay in pig pens are pigs. If a son gets down there, he's going to be very unhappy. And if you can live in sin, you're in a dangerous position, my friend. It just simply means you're probably not a child of God, because no child of God can be satisfied in sin at all. And he'll have to come out of it. Oh, I have letter here after letter. I've shared several of them with you. Just the other day, this lady, and I think she's a real born-again person, almost got caught as a widow meeting a married man. And they found out that they had a love for each other. I don't question that. I told her to jump out of that situation like jumping out of a burning building. That sort of thing can drag you down to hell, my friend, to live in a thing like that. And there's too much of that today. And my friend, believers can't get by with it. If you get by with it, you're not his children. He only paddles his own children.